Shalom, אנחנו לומדים את מבוא
הספר הזוהר. Hello, we are studying the foreword to the book of Zohar from the, in the writings of Baal HaSulam. You can find the study material on the site and in the Arvut system under the study material icon button. Select the questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson. Forward to the book of Zohar. Please, Rav.
Yes, together with studying Tess, which is for a long time, we should add to it some of the articles of Baal HaSulam that we haven't learned, and we should review them. Each one of them has a certain aspect, a certain addition for the correction of the soul, both our collective soul and each and everyone's individual soul. And therefore, we should really go through all the writings of Baal HaSulam. And now we'll go to the foreword to the book of Zohar. What belongs to the book of Zohar is the foundations of Kabbalah, and Baal HaSulam is unique in that, because surrounding this book he wrote many things. So this foreword adds a lot to knowing the components, elements, discernments that help us approach the Zohar. Please.
So we are studying the foreword to the book of Zohar. Item 1. The depth of the wisdom in the book of Zohar is enclosed and locked behind 1,000 locks,
which means hidden from the ordinary person.
And our human tongue is too poor to provide us with sufficient, reliable expressions to interpret one thing in this book to the fullest.
Because we're talking about spiritual matters of which we have no feeling and no language, and even those who feel, those who discover the upper world, they can't communicate it to someone else if that someone doesn't feel it. And even if they both feel it, they still require a common language, so they know what and how they want to communicate to each other. Therefore,
also, the interpretation I have made is but a ladder to help the examiner rise to the height of the matters and examine the words of the book itself.
Meaning to understand the Zohar and converse about the Zohar, meaning exchange views and emotional impressions, intellectual impressions. It's not simple. This means these two people have to be on some spiritual level and connect on that spiritual level in some way, and then they can communicate to each other their views, their impressions.
Hence, I have found it necessary to prepare the reader and give him a route and an inlet in reliable definitions concerning how one should contemplate the study and study the book.
Meaning that he wants to communicate to us the beginning of the knowledge of how we can understand the book of Zohar, how we can somewhat communicate with each other and enter the wisdom of Kabbalah, which the book of Zohar is all about. Yes?
Item 2. First, you must know that all that is said in the book of Zohar, and even in its legends, are denominations of the 10 Sefirot, called Kachab, Chagat Nehim, Keter Chochma Bina, Chesed Gvura Tiferet, Netzachot Yesod Malchut, and the combinations of their denominations. Just as the 22 letters in the spoken Hebrew language, whose combinations suffice to uncover every object and every concept, the concepts of and combinations of concepts in the 10 Sefirot suffice to disclose all the wisdom in the Book of Heaven. However, there are three boundaries we must be very prudent and not exceed while studying the words of the book.
Meaning that everything we learn is about the ten sefirot. In what way they're interconnected, how they contain the lights, and how they connect to each other, so that each time they provide us with data, feelings, and new specific revelations. Everything we receive is from the upper light, which is referred to as the upper radiance, Zohar. Everything is received through the ten sefirot, which means those parts that are radiant or shining, luminous. The Zohar means radiance. And that's how we need to read the book and open the book to ourselves. Yes?
Geder Aleph. Item 3. First boundary. There are four manners and the ways of learning, called A, matter, B, form and matter, C, abstract form, and D, essence.
Meaning, matter, form dressed in matter, and essence, they exist in everything we attain. If we attain anything, it is through these four discernments. Matter, form and matter, abstract form and essence.
And it is the same in the ten sefirot, as I will explain below. Know that the Book of Zohar does not engage at all in the essence and the abstract form in the ten sefirot.
Meaning in the third and fourth of this list, matter, form and matter, abstract form and essence. So abstract form and essence are out of our attainment. Later on, we will understand how Kabbalists know about it, how they, what they attain about it.
Mm-hmm. But only in the matter in them or in the form in them while clothed in matter.
That's the only thing we're engaged in. And also, we should carefully understand this and be meticulous about it so that we don't detach from matter and form in matter, form dressed in matter. Otherwise, we'll start flying through some imaginary things and definitions that have no basis, no real foundation. So what we attain, what we discuss, is only what a person can actually reach and attain, and where we can gather a complete understanding and attainment, and that is matter and form dressed in matter. So abstract form and essence, we have no utterance there, no way to touch that.
Ken,
yes, where are you?
Item 4.
What does Kiev 1 want already?
Yes, dear Rav, you said that we study everything through the ten sefirot. And we learn about how they interconnect. And afterwards you also said that we learn how they convey to us attainment, light. How is it attained by a Kabbalist?
I don't know. I'm learning along with you. Let's learn and see. He's starting to explain from scratch how we attain this hidden spiritual world. So write down all your questions, and bit by bit, along with Baal Sulam, we'll try to get closer to the questions, to understand them, and then to the answers. French.
Bonjour, Rav, et bonjour, les amis.
Bonjour.
Est-ce que toute forme qui...
Hello, Rav, hello, French.
Hello.
Par définition abstraite.
Is every form that doesn't clothe in matter under the definition of being abstract?
Before a form dressed in matter, it is considered abstract form, yes. And therefore, we obviously cannot attain it, because all our attainment happens through matter, through the will to receive. When the will to receive takes on a form, it's no longer abstract form. And that's how we attain through the will to receive, that takes on a certain form. We attain what the thing that has clothed in it. And that is already called form dressed in matter.
Hala.
Item 4. Second boundary. We distinguish three discernments in the comprehensive godly reality concerning the creation of the souls and the conduct of their existence. These are 1. Ein Sof, infinity. 2. The world of Atzilut. 3. The three worlds called Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. You should know that the Zohar engages only in the world's Bia, Bria Yetzirah Asiya, and in Ein Sof, and the world of Atzilut, to the extent that Bia receive from them. However, the Book of Zohar does not engage in Ein Sof and the world of Atzilut themselves at all.
Meaning we have the world of Ein Sof, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya. In the world of Ein Sof, we cannot engage. We have no attainment of it. The world of Atzilut, we can't engage in it because we don't have vessels sufficient to attain it. But the way in which the world of Atzilut appears in the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, we can engage there, including the world of Atzilut and the extent to which it's connected to Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, and the worlds Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya themselves. PT6.
Excuse me for asking, but can you explain what you mean by matter form and matter abstract form and essence? Something I can hold on to these concepts?
Matter is the will to receive. Form clothed in matter is a certain form that the desire takes on in resembling the light. Abstract form is something we don't actually attain, but we can somehow imagine it, even though there's no actual research of it. There's no actual clear distinction, precise distinction there. And essence, we don't touch and attain whatsoever. That is the way in which godliness appears to us, in these levels. Essence, abstract form, form clothed in matter, and matter. That's from top down. Spain too.
Buenos días, querido Rab. Rab, si durante el estudio.
Good day, dear Rab. If during the learning we can discuss only what we are supposed to attain, then what does the text talk about? When it says we're not even supposed to approach the rest during the learning.
We learn what Kabbalists write to us, and from wanting to attain the Creator, which is above our desire, which is the source of all life and existence and fulfillment of both mind and emotion, we long towards Him. And to the extent we do, we awaken our connection with Him. And here Baal Salam explains to us in what ways, in what forms, what levels or definitions we can actually attain the Creator. Everything comes from Him. Everything is actually a revelation of Him. Even what we discover here in this world, through the still vegetative and animate and speaking in this world, and what we are discussing with regards to the upper worlds, all of it, all in all, is the revelation of the Creator. There's none else besides Him. And so we just have to discern where are we in attaining Him, in connecting to Him, in adhering to Him. That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah is all about. We are inside the Creator. He's all around us and inside us. There's nothing besides Him. And so we only have to give the right definitions of where and how we attain Him and how we're going to advance in this attainment. And so we are told that in terms of advancing in our attainment, it is doable through equivalence of form. That's because we're opposite to the Creator, we are receivers, and He is a giver. And so we can do that with an intention to bestow, so that our will to receive remains a will to receive. And the extent to which we are able to use it in order to bestow is how we get closer to the Creator and begin to understand the Creator and to attain the Creator and feel the Creator. And that's what the Zohar discusses here, that in terms of attaining the Creator, there's these four forms: matter, form clothed in matter, abstract form, and essence. And the essence we surely cannot reach. Abstract form, that's not reachable as well, at least not for now. We'll see what's next. But form in matter, we can attain. And our matter, which is opposite to the Creator, which is the will to receive. So we have our matter, that's for certain, and it's growing and changing and opening up to us. And form clothed in matter, we can attain it to the extent that this form resides in our will to receive, and how we can make it in order to bestow that form. And so by that we resemble the Creator. We make ourselves similar to Him. So even though our matter is a will to receive, the way in which we use the will to receive could be in order to bestow, and thereby we become similar to the Creator. So I can build from my will to receive a shape, a form that is similar to the Creator, and thereby I begin to know Him. So I build within me the image of the Creator, who is opposite to me. I am an entirely a will to receive, all reception. And yet I build such an intention in me of bestowal. And in that intention of bestowal, I build the image of the Creator, like this character, like this shape in me. And in this character, in with Him, I play in different shapes. And this is how I can examine this shape and see, how did I do it? What did I do? How can I understand the Creator? And suddenly I can discover how that image that I've built, to the extent I built it correctly, I begin to see the Creator helped me build this image in me, that form of bestowal. He helps me build it. And He also helps me to know Him through this image. Meaning that I begin to study Him through that. And this is called, You Have Made Me. And so, in doing that, over and creating this intention to bestow over our will to receive, we make ourselves similar to the Creator. These forms of the will to receive that we build within us, that are similar to the Creator, these forms are exactly what we are learning about the Parzufim, Sfirot, spiritual worlds. That's our work. That by that we're building our relation to the Creator, our bestowal upon the Creator, the way we think, we imagine, we learn from that, that the Creator relates to us. And thus we come to a state where He bestows to us and we bestow to Him, and through that mutual bestowal, we begin to recognize Him, know Him, understand Him, feel Him. He begins to dress into us in that form, the same form we relate to Him, and then we achieve what is called adhesion, dvekut. That's what we're studying right now. There's a lot that can be said about it, but you need to think about it. You need to turn it around inside in your feeling, in your mind, and you'll see that this is our work, and it's actually similar to what we're doing in our material world. If I want to understand some system, and the Creator is a system of bestowal with respect to us, so I have to build in within me a model, an image of that system. And from playing with it and turning it around and working with it, I can recognize what I'm dealing with. That's what we do in technology, in science, in everywhere. Only the problem here is that we have to do it with ourselves, with our desires, our intentions, above our ego. That's it.
Moscow 7.
Good morning,
Rav. Balasalam writes that the essence and the abstract form we don't attain. If I understand it, the essence is the essence of the Creator. And the abstract form is what He feels, so that's what we can't attain. How does He feel? What does He feel? Is this the abstract form?
No. We are not talking about the Creator Himself at all. The Creator, how He feels, His forms outside of the created being, we can't talk about any of that. We will discuss that, but for now, I don't have the words. Moscow 1.
Да, Раф, извините, просто голова плохо работает. Вот минимум.
Yes, Raf. Sorry, my mind isn't really working. The minimal form of the Creator is not revealed without our ascension, doesn't exist.
Everything we attain is only to the extent of equivalence of form with the Creator. The Creator himself has no form and nothing. To the extent that we can build within us a model, an image, the correct image of him, then in that image that we can build within us, we discover him. I have to assemble in me such an image that will be somewhat similar to the Creator, and then I will feel it and be able to learn from him and connect with him and engage with him.
Brazil two.
No, Brazil two.
Thank you, Hav. Thank you, Worldly. Hav, we're at a very, very special point right now. Our connection we can feel, we can talk, we can invite the reforming light between us. We're still discovering it. It's a very beginning, but I can feel we're coming together. All of us. And I'm very happy for it because I know the Hav is very you're very perseverant. You're very tough. I love it. And I thank you to keep us with Baal HaSulam and Habash together. To accept, to want to hear.
Do you have a question or not? So ask it. You're taking time from everyone.
Yala. Okay. My question is, how can we use together? How can we use this time right now the best possible way to influence the Arvut? My question is about the Arvut.
Your question is not in the right place, and I'm asking you to learn what we are engaged with, what's the topic we are learning, and focus on asking only on that. And when you're asking, you have to be conscious that you are taking time from thousands of people with us in the lesson right now. You have to be responsible for what you're doing towards everyone. And I'm not going to let you ask so easily next time when you want to ask. We have to prepare our question in a way that it will be suitable for everyone. Age 10.
In item 3, when you talked about A and B, you said this is what we can work with, and C and D, we can't. My question is, we also read afterwards, so my question is, if he is preparing us right now to give us laws to understand how to read and how to analyze what we are about to read in the Zohar, is this what he's doing?
I'm not hearing a question.
My question is, is he giving us laws here to learn in order to, by which to study the Zohar?
Yes, what's next?
So, with these laws, can we interpret the way the friend asked before to analyze the material, the matter, form and matter, abstract form and essence? Can you analyze it for us?
I can't. I am studying Bala Sulam together with you. And I don't understand. Why are you being so smart? Why don't you want to follow Bala Sulam, who's teaching you in a systematic way, going through 1, 2, 3, 4, in such a didactic manner? Why are you jumping and being so smart? What?
It's not about jumping. It's a matter of if we don't understand.
If you don't understand, then shut up and try to understand. Don't ask something he's not even explaining yet.
Thank you very much.
I don't understand this approach. And all of you at least went to school or other courses or maybe higher education. That's the way you study. Ask about what's being shown to you. You went through a few definitions. Fine, you can ask something a little bit about these definitions, about what these few lines tell you. I don't understand where you get this wild imagination from. PT 31.
I heard from you that you explained that the way we build within us the image of the Creator. So I discovered that the Creator helps me build this image. So do you have the words how to answer it? So the question is, how is His help for me to build this image expressed?
What one?
Say it again.
What one?
Say it again. I don't hear you.
According to what you explained before, you said that the way we build the image of the Creator within us, so we discover that the Creator is helping us build this image. So how is his help expressed in building His image within us?
By the light that He affects us with, our will to receive, by that He builds different shapes in us, similar to the light. And from these forms, we can understand Him. That's how it works. PT 9.
Where in these four forms do we reach complete equivalence of form with Him?
The essence, which we do not attain, but in an abstract form, yes. We gradually come to the matter and form clothed in matter. From there we get an illumination from the abstract form and even from the essence. That's it. Amit.
We are in item 5. Third boundary. There are three discernments in each of the worlds, Bia. One, the tenth field, which are the godliness that shines in that world. Two, neshamot, souls, and ruchot, spirits, and nefashot, life of people. Three, the rest of reality in it, called malachim, angels, levushim, clothes, dresses, and echalot, palaces, whose elements are innumerable. Bear in mind that although the Zohar elucidates extensively on the details in each world, you should still know that the words of the Zohar always focus on the souls of people in that world. It explains other discernments only to know the measure that the souls receive from them. The Zohar does not mention even a single word of what does not relate to the reception of the souls. Hence, you should learn everything presented in the Book of Zohar only in relation to the reception of the soul.
Yes, so here we have to be aligned. What the wisdom of Kabbalah discusses is only for people who want to discover the Creator the same line through which the Creator bestows to them from top down. They want to attain Him from below upwards. That is unchangeable. It shouldn't confuse us, but in a direct way towards the Creator, that's where we should go, and that's how we should attain Him. That is given to us, and we won't be making mistakes if we only follow that. And so we shouldn't determine all kinds of other goals to us besides attaining the Creator, and only in those levels through which the Creator bestows to us all the way back to Him. This is called me for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. Only that way. Anything else, in the meantime, we don't even touch them, even though our wild imagination and mind and heart want to go there. No. We discover everything through, let's say, the friends, the ten, towards the Creator. That there, inside the ten, we discover Him, and that's the only thing we aim for. Everything else will only confuse us, and we will not attain the main thing, the source of it all, the Creator. Give one.
Yes, dear love. Concerning revealing the Creator in the Ten, as you said, from below upward. These parts he's describing, we don't attain them, or do we attain them as the Creator? The souls, Keta.
All of that is a system that belongs to the attainment of the Creator, but we are aiming at the Creator. And therefore, on the way there, we discover all these discernments where the Creator appears to us.
All right.
When it writes here about the upper souls of people, how do we relate to it, or is it also part of the will to receive?
The will to receive that the Creator created, when it receives the form of in order to bestow, this is called a soul, a man's soul. This is called a part of God above. Why a part? Because on the one hand, you could say because the Creator is the whole and this is a part. No, it's also because the created being can make of his will to receive something somewhat similar to the Creator, and that's why it's called a part. It's a part of the will to receive of the created being that can resemble the Creator with an intention to bestow. So, which means in the opposite form to what it was originally created as a will to receive. So that part will be called a soul, and that's why we say a part of God above. Meaning in that part, a person feels in himself the attainment of the Creator, the dvikut, connection with the Creator. All right, Vlad.
It's just that in order not to make mistakes, as you said, we have to direct ourselves to the ten and we discover something there. Say, souls or parts. Are these parts of the Creator or?
Whatever is clothed in our will to receive when it's arranged with the intention to bestow, what then fulfills it is called the part of the Creator. This is called Bore, Creator. Bo and Re, come and see. You come to that force of correction, and in it you discover the quality of love, bestowal, and that's what we call the Creator.
It follows that everything we discover in the Ten is all the Creator.
What becomes revealed in the connection of bestowal between us, that's called Creator.
Kabu 3. It's been
everything we discover in the Ten is all the Creator.
It's mean that the book of Zohar essentially explains
ought to reveal the Creator from Malkut and not from the upper world, right?
We receive and feel and control only the will to receive, our will to receive. To the extent that we can receive help from above, this is how we work with our will to receive. That's it. Not more than that. And what we discover is all in the will to receive, which receives, acquires all kinds of forms through the restriction and screen and reflected light. By that, we make the will to receive similar to the forms of bestowal. And by this, we make ourselves similar to the Creator, who is entirely in the desire to bestow. And then we, within the will to receive, learn who is the Creator. It is come and see. The Creator means come and see. Come means we build his pattern, his template, his mold in our will to receive, a mold of bestowal. And then we come, and then we see, and then we discover what is the form of bestowal. And this is how we study the Creator. This is why he's called Boe. Come and see, Boe. And this is what we attain. The Creator is attained in a part in the created being that is corrected. In our corrected will to receive, we discover a quality called the Creator. I think that we already talked about it, but if there are more questions, ask, but it should be clear and to the point.
Thank you.
Go on.
We have PT 14, 35, Rav.
Okay, but I'm asking, make those questions to the point, not like that question someone asked her. PT 14.
This reality of angels, palaces, garments in the worlds, are we working with that, or its abstract form? What is it?
I don't know. Whatever he said, he said. And what he didn't, he didn't. Let's wait and see. PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean to know myself within the ten?
To the extent that I can help them be incorporated in themselves, to the extent that I support them, to the extent that I build a form of the common form of bestowal between us, and we assemble the image of the Creator. By this we attain him through the power of avut, the mutual responsibility.
Nikolaev Sochi.
Nikolaev Sochi.
Относительно надеюсь уместно. Вот если по-простому взять, вот пояснить эти формы абстрактные.
I hope there's a place for this question. If we try to explain these concepts simply of form, abstract form. So let's say a desire to enjoy water. So there, in the water itself, there's the crystals of it, and there's what's behind it. Can you look at water this way?
No. And all those things you're saying, I suggest not to philosophize in them and study only what he's talking about. That's it. You may give examples as if something is similar. We sometimes use these things. But to say that it is it, certainly not.
А как нам вот только в целом желание получать нужно научиться воспринимать? Вот, что это желание получать в целом?
So what, we have to just take, to grasp the will to receive as a whole, or what?
The desire to enjoy in the created being is called the will to receive.
То есть это что-то тоже не облаченное ни во что. Я все наслаждения в целом воспринимаю.
So it's something that is not clothed in anything. I have to take all the pleasures at once.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I can't speak in this way because everyone will get confused. Do you understand what the will to receive is or not? When you want to enjoy something, is that clear to you? So that, talk about that, and don't get into philosophy. Straightforward as it is. Otherwise, with your imagination, you will immediately fly in every direction. It is completely unrelated to science. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a science. This is why he's given you definitions and wants you to know the definitions as much as possible, as in a confined and restricted way as possible, and not immediately start fantasizing them and expanding them in every direction.
I'm trying to get an example, one example from you. A will to receive, I understand, but how from here does it go on to form clothed in matter, an abstract form that becomes unclear to me?
So wait, but don't fantasize. Go on.
We are in the last paragraph in item 5.
Yes. No. Start item 5 again.
Okay, item 5 from the top. Third boundary. There are three discernments in each of the worlds, Bia. One, the 10 sfilot, which are the godliness that shines in that world. Two, neshamot, souls, ruchot, spirits, and nefashot, life of people. Three, the rest of reality in it, called malachim, angels, levushim, clothes, and hechalot, palaces, whose elements are innumerable. Bear in mind that although the Zohar elucidates extensively on the details of each world, you should still know that the words of the Zohar always focus on the souls of people in that world. It explains other discernments only to know the measure that the souls receive from them. The Zohar does not mention even a single word of what does not relate to the reception of the souls. Hence, you should learn everything presented in the Book of Zohar only in relation to the reception of the soul.
Clear so far? That's how it's directed from above.
Since these three boundaries are very strict, if the reader is not prudent with them and takes matters out of context, he will immediately miscomprehend the matter. For this reason, I've found it necessary to trouble myself and expand the understanding of these three boundaries as much as I can, in such a way that anyone can understand.
So the important thing for us is to divide all of reality into 10 sefirot, and then soul, spirit, and the souls of people, Naran, Nefeshuach, Neshama, and the rest of reality is around it. So all in all, everything is directed toward the souls of people, so that people will attain the upper force, attain the Creator.
Allah.
Come on.
Item 6. You already know that there are 10 sefirot called Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, and their root called Keter. They are 10 because the sefira of Tiferet contains 6 sefirot called Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Remember this in all the places where we are used to saying 10 sefirot, which are chubtum. In general, they comprise all four worlds abia, since one, the world of Atzilut, is the sefira chokhmah. Two, the world of bria is the sefira bina. Three, the world of Yetzirah is the Sfira Tiferet. And four, the world of Asiya is the Sfira Malchut. In greater detail, not only does each and every world have 10 Sfirot Chubtum, But even the smallest element in each world has these 10 Sfirot, Chub, Tum, as well. As it is written in the introduction.
Okay, so what is he telling us in general? Everything is divided into 10 Sfirot, and these 10 Sfirot in every single place can acquire different denominations. At one time it's worlds, another time it's Sfirot, or maybe other degrees. But all in all, everything is made of 10 Sfirot. And each of these 10 divides into another 10 and another 10. And this is basically how all of reality is. Kiev.
Раф, вот все состоит из 10 сферот, и тут же он пишет, что всегда сосредоточено внимание на...
Everything is comprised of 10 сферот, and he writes that each, that attention is on the souls of people in some world. If we attain the 10 сферот, then we attain all of it?
Correct. That's it. One who attains the Creator attains him in 10 сферот. What does that mean? In a will to receive, that is, organized or arranged in order to bestow, and then that structure of the will to receive that's organized or arranged in order to bestow, this is called 10 Sfirot. Otherwise it will not be arranged in order to bestow. He will not attain the Creator. He has to build of himself a mold, a pattern called 10 Sfirot, and then what he attains in them is called the Creator.
Almata.
Спасибо. Вот он говорит, что мир соответствует сфере. Что значит? Это мир
соответствует. Thank you. He says that the world matches the sphere. What does it mean that the world is in the quality of the sphere?
We can divide all of reality into 10 parts, and every part divided into another 10 part, and another 10, and another 10, and so on indefinitely. So this is why we speak in this way. We only need to find appellations, names, to all the parts of the will to receive that can correct themselves to work in order to bestow. So there are parts we call the bigger parts of the will to receive. And there are small parts of the will to receive, smaller and smaller and smaller. And that's the way it is. And they all have names. These names basically give us the size, the measure of the will to receive, the measure of the correction in order to bestow upon it, and that's it. There's nothing more. Nothing.
Mark Free.
Спасибо. Раф, скажите, вот когда желание получать облачается на материю, это человек?
Rob, when the will to receive is clothed in matter, that includes the person?
The will to receive is already in the matter. You cannot separate it, distinguish it from the matter, but the matter requires the form of reception, the form of the will to receive. That's it. And then we're talking about correction on the will to receive. This is already the restriction, screen and reflected light, to the extent that their will to receive can reveal the form of bestowal above itself, which it puts above it itself, on top of itself, as if we're dressing ourselves with the intention to bestow, the desire to bestow, and in this way we seemingly act out toward the Creator as if we want to be similar to Him. Just like you see little girls, how they play with dolls. How do they know it? It's just that nature compels them to act out, to play at being mothers. This is how they grow. So we need to do the same, to play in relations of bestowal between us. Through these relations of bestowal between us, which we play with, we want it to happen to us, and through such forms we come to a state where the upper light influences us. Because our actions will be as a prayer, as raising man, raising a deficiency. And as a result, light influences us from above. A power which gradually, according to our desire to be similar, to be stable, to be grown-ups, like the girls who are playing with dolls. So the same way it influences them and us, and this is how we grow.
Thank you, Rav. Can you give some example, if there is one, for how the will to bestow is clothed in matter?
Of course. Do such activities like girls with dolls, and you will see how you begin to grow through it, to acquire forms of bestowal. Try it out and see. What example can I give you about someone else? How would you know? How would you know? But by making efforts, by you making efforts, you will receive. That's it. This is the whole point of the commandments. We perform acts of bestowal and accordingly receive from the Creator powers that change us and truly give us on top of our will to receive an intention to bestow.
Спасибо.
Кабью 7.
Thank you, Rav. Could you please tell me what is the souls and what is the spirits?
Рационот лекабель шваним как не краим.
Different desires to receive are called by these names. That's it. Look how he defines it for us. Beyond that, we will learn later. Okay?
Yes.
Moscow 1.
Да, я тоже самое хотел спросить, почему говорится души. Речь
идет. Yes, I also wanted to ask a similar question.
Видов исправлений, которые.
With regards to the souls, does it mean that this is it all the forms of corrections this should go through? Is that what it means?
Let's say it does. Zichonto.
Hello, Rav. Hope my question is right. I'm trying to get a feeling of it. He says that all the 10 sefirot are the worlds, Atzilut B'riah Yetzirah Asiyah, and in each world there's 10 sefirot, and then he says it's Chubtum, and their root, the Keter. Now Chubtum is 9, and then he says 10 sefirot, so the Keter is in each world, or only above, or why does he refer to Chubtum as 10, but it's 9?
Yeah, it's just we say it this way.
So it includes the Keter?
Yes. Sometimes we count Keter in the Ten Sefirot. Sometimes we say that it's as if it's disconnected from the Sefirot of the created being. It depends on how we define the created being. When it receives, Keter is not present, but when it's completely united with the Creator, we call it Ten Sefirot. It'll come afterwards. These things are not essential.
Thank you.
PT 13.
To play with actions of bestowal is the work of the restriction?
Couldn't hear you.
Is playing in actions of bestowal is the action of restriction?
The act of restriction is included in the acts of bestowal.
He told us to play as if, like the little girls playing with dolls.
Yes.
So what's the difference in between playing and the action of restriction that happens?
That even though we're still not in the restriction and we can't do anything with our will to receive, we need to act as if we are already with the power of the screen, the power of the restriction, the desire to bestow, and this is how we relate to one another. By this, we awaken the upper light to come to us from the Creator and to tend to us and change us.
Thank you. You want to ask?
You ask? Okay. Oh, it's four. So let's... What are we going to do? Move on to the women and then the study of the Ten Sefirot? Fine. Okay. So, women.
Yes, hello, Rav. From USA West 1, they're asking, is reading the foreword to the Book of Zohar, will it prepare us to properly absorb tests?
That too, of course. And besides, the main thing is not to really absorb the study of the Ten Sefirot. All the excerpts, all this material, we read it so that it will influence us, so that it will change us. By this, we want to draw reforming light. This is what's important for us.
Continuing to ask about the content of Tess and Zohar, is the content of the Zohar and Tess similar in terms of drawing the light?
There are several questions here. First of all, we're always talking about the upper system, about the connection between us and the Creator. We are here, the Creator is there, and there's a connection between us. We have to renew that connection, activate it, make it more effective, active, etc. This we awaken through all the writings of the Kabbalists, all the writings of the Kabbalists. But there are differences in them, according to our state, according to the power, etc. This is what we're trying to do, but we have to learn both, all of them. And therefore, we have to go over all the writings of Baal HaSulam, and we're gradually doing it. There's a certain order to it. And we also need to gradually, slowly go over the study of the Ten Sefirot. It's not important what we're learning. The important thing for us is to learn and to yearn for adhesion through the friends to the Creator. This intention is what determines. And this is how we advance. Go on.
Yes, from Ekaterinburg, they're asking, how is the readiness for studying the Book of Zohar created? What's the feeling that should happen?
We're not studying the Book of Zohar. The Book of Zohar is the first book in the wisdom of Kabbalah. There were also excerpts, all kinds of writings, all kinds of short books or booklets that were very restricted from Kabbalists who preceded Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the Book of Zohar and his disciples. But we don't study them because they spoke still in a manner that was not organized. Each one spoke with his own words, in his own language, so to speak. This is why we don't study them. But around the Book of Zohar, yes, all of our learning is around the Book of Zohar, which is the seminal book in the wisdom of Kabbalah.
From Hebrew, they're asking, what does it mean that everything discussed in the Zohar are values of the Ten Sefirot?
There's nothing more than the relation of the Creator and the created being than 10 degrees in the will to receive, and how it comes from the will to bestow of the Creator to the will to receive in the created being, and the connection between them from the Creator to the created being and from the created being to the Creator. Go on.
From PT 17, are the 10 sefirot between us and the connection between us? How do we feel them?
The 10 sefirot are in every connection between the will to receive and the will to bestow. We have no will to bestow. The will to bestow is the Creator. We need to build a connection with Him, and then that connection is built through 10 sefirot, meaning 10 desires that gradually come to similarity with the Creator's will to bestow. Go on.
From West 1, when and how we see the image of the Creator?
See the image of the Creator? That's only in our will to receive, when we can relate to others in this way. By relating to others in bestowal, when I depict my relation, that in this way I want to resemble the Creator, in this way I discover in my relation the image of the Creator. It is called, and the name of the Lord will be upon you, when you relate to others like the Creator.
From Kabi 4, do we aspire to attain the form in our daily interactions in the 10?
Of course we do. Of course we do. Go on.
From Mach 15, what we can perceive in our feelings, we can imagine, but what we can imagine will be an image of a system similar to the Creator?
If we are connected together in mutual bestowal upon each other, and out of this bestowal, we're also directing to the Creator to come to bestow upon Him from within us, from all of us, then this whole form becomes a soul, an organized form where we direct ourselves to the Creator and return from and return from Him to us. I, for my beloved and my beloved for me. We discovered it's a mutual relation.
From Odessa, they're asking, how can we understand where we are in merging with the light? How can we find the opposite form to it to resemble in our intention?
If I try to relate to my friends in a manner of bestowal like the Creator, I can, according to how I can imagine how the Creator relates to them. If I want to relate to them like the Creator does, that to me is the example, that school, that study, that learning, that I, by which I will know how to relate to the Creator. But again, it begins with me beginning to understand, and it takes a long time. It sometimes takes many years for a person to begin to discover that he needs to relate to each one of his friends in the 10 as he imagines the Creator relating to them, meaning with love, with connection, with an embrace. And then out of this he begins to feel that to that extent the Creator also relates to him. That in the same way a person relates to his friend, in that same relation the Creator dresses on him. And then he begins to understand and feel that in the same way he relates to the friends, he can relate to the Creator. Now he's got that possibility. And then from the love of people to the love of the Creator, in this way he begins to attain the Creator in practice. And this is basically the steps we need to walk on. I don't really have the words for it. Try it and see how it happens.
Amir,
why are you laughing at me?
No, I'm excited, Rav. This was just
thank you.
Fascinating.
Thank you.
From Sharon 5, right now in the lesson, if I don't understand and it's hard for me to focus on understanding, is it enough to just work on my intention?
As much as you can, each one as much as you can. And then you will understand that all in all, we only need to soften our hearts. And you will see all of humanity. Look at all of humanity, how they're going through these stages. How humanity is suffering blows. And a new organization. We're all going through a very special state.
Hello.
Go on.
Last question from Kavkaz 1. Is the form of matter the first thing we begin to understand, to feel?
The form of the matter we begin to feel? Yes. Everything is attained from the matter. To the extent that our will to receive is opposite from the Creator. And here for us, the most important thing is to keep ourselves on the goal so that the oppositeness of form, our oppositeness of form from the goal actually gives us a point of gripping onto the goal because we're opposite. But from the point of oppositeness, we have to grab the upper force. Okay, thank you very much, women, for your questions. I'm very moved by these questions. Prepare more. We will continue tomorrow with a foreword to the Book of Zohar. We will already be at item 7, right? And
yes,
in the meantime, we will take a break and go on to...
Can we...
Wait, we have Ita.
Small question, Rob.
With Italy, you have special relationships.
Buongiorno.
Hello, Rob.
Hello.
Conseguiamo attraverso la connessione.
You said that we all... Quindi la domanda è, through the connection, we open our heart to the connection. The question is, what do the books give us? Why do we learn from the books?
We will learn what letters mean, what words, sentences mean. What is the concept of a book? The Book of Heaven, the Book of Earth, we will learn it. You touched on something very, very big. The wisdom of Kabbalah discusses it a lot. We will not be able to miss out on this topic. What is a book? Books.
Sefer, Sfarim, Sipur.
Book, books, story or no.
Yeah, he writes about it in item 8 very soon.
But we haven't read item 7.
Yeah, we'll get there tomorrow.
You'll have it in the next lesson. Okay, good. So, let's take a break and then move on to the study of the Tensfilot. Yes, Amit.
I just wanted to ask if after the foreword and preparation to reading the Zohar, we'll also get to read the Zohar.
You want to add another hour or two to the lesson? No problem. What can I do? I can't do anything. It all depends on, it's a question of time. It's time dependent. We'll get there, for sure. We'll get there. You see, we're going through the introductions and the foreword, and we'll get there. A break.
Song and Tess.
Assyria, 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 sei tu l'unica cosa che ci salverà, il punto in cui la mia ragione crollerà, e l'egoismo più non mi dominerà. Assyria, 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 io sento in te il sapore della libertà. Dove ogni amico in cerchio si riabbraccerà e la grandezza del Bore rivelerà. La 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 la. Assyria, 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 la nostra forza che nessuno fermerà, un solo cuore che è formata la realtà, il paradigma della nuova umanità. Assyria, 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 insegneremo tutto il mondo che verrà, che la destina la nuova modalità, che è l'istrumento per svelare la realtà.
La vita che tutto segno te ha posto alla sfida, il rovescio del ricamo, la ferita, questo senso te assurare la funzione. Ti insegno la stazione. La 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 la. La 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 la